Schwalbe puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Schwalbe. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Schwalbe for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 6 days until the first presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Today, both candidates, however, will be on the campaign trail. Harris will be in New Hampshire. Trump will be in Pennsylvania. The former deputy chief of staff to New York Governor Kathy Hochul facing federal charges accused of being paid millions of dollars by the Chinese government to act on its behalf. A Chicago man is charged with murdering four people who were believed to be asleep on a transit train when police say he walked aboard and shot them with a handgun.
This was an incredibly unfortunate act, a criminal act, a loss of life that we all grieve for.
Suburban Forest Park, Illinois Mayor Rory Hoskins, alleged gunman Ronnie Davis will be in court today. A damning report out this morning on the deadly Grenfell Tower fire in London 7 years ago that killed 72. And South Korea says it's detected more of those trash-carrying balloons from North Korea. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
There's a new housing development underway in West Baraboo. It will feature 120 1-to-3-bedroom units upon its completion next spring, and an expansion that could come later in this decade. The first phase of Prairie Hill Village, which is under construction alongside Highway BD on the northwest side of West Baraboo, is set to have 10, 12-unit, one-story ranch-style buildings. It's expected to be completed in March. It will also feature two pickleball courts, a basketball court, garages for all units, and a walking path around the outside of the buildings, as well as a community garden and an area for dogs. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear into the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon thundershower and a high right around 82. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now, they can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
I'm celebrities, and more.
Love Shack. One thing you say.
Oh, tainted love.
99.7 Max FM.
Beyonce, there is Single Ladies, celebrating her 43rd birthday today. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. And by the way, for anybody who ever is wondering, Corey Hartman does a mean Single Ladies dance. He can imitate Beyonce like no other, Finn.
Do you have that on videotape somewhere or something?
No, because I'm not sneaky enough. But no. If you get a few adult beverages in him, you might break out Islands in the Stream as long as somebody plays Dolly to his Kenny. I heard that actually happened at karaoke in Chicago after the DNC. I know people have that on tape. I'm actually looking forward to that. And he'll also break out Single Ladies by Beyonce. He won't sing awesome. That one, but he'll certainly do the Single Ladies dance. We've seen it a few times here in the house. So, just a few adult beverages. That's all you need.
That's all you need to get Corey Hartman to do the dance.
That's right.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah. That's all you. And then just pull up the jams and he's there for you. Now, speaking of birthdays, we did have a birthday come in on our text line here this morning. Brooke Peterson is celebrating a birthday today. Brooke is celebrating her 22nd birthday. So, Brooke, very, Woo! Very happy birthday to you. This comes to us this morning on the text line from Kim down in Partyville. We appreciate the text this morning, and we're all celebrating vicariously with Brooke. Maybe she can break out the Single Lady song and dance as well.
Yep. There you go.
Maybe she's not as old and she knows how to actually celebrate a birthday in a good way instead of breaking out single ladies. Anyway, happy birthday, Brooke. We appreciate the text this morning. Now, you know, in this day and age of having to get up and go to work and do the grind every single day, there are some people out there that really fantasize about telling their boss that they're quitting. But for others, it actually becomes an uncomfortable situation. Now, there are people who have stayed at a job longer than they wanted to and might even still be there because they didn't want to tell their company that they wanted out. So this is a service essentially for those people. There are several emerging companies that will quit your job for you. They simply call your employer, tell them that you're leaving, and even handle and negotiate the details, like when your last day might be.
Nice. So they'll burn the bridge for you.
Exactly. Awesome. Exactly. You know, if you got to return company-owned uniforms or equipment or anything like that, they handle all of that for you. Now, at this moment in time, the two prominent companies that offer this particular service are located in Japan, and that truly makes sense. Culturally, Japanese people can be less confrontational, especially when they respect their boss or business, and they feel like they may be letting people down by leaving. But the reverse could be true, too. One person said they used the service because, quote, this was my way of conveying a message you colleagues aren't worth saying goodbye to. Wow, harsh. That sounds like it was time for a breakup, honestly. Yeah. It sounds like this service is going to cost you around $200 to $300, which really in the scheme of things, when you think about it, if you are able to afford that, is not that expensive. $200 to $300 to basically say I'm out of here and let somebody else handle all of the negotiations and that whole process, depending on the job. I don't think that sounds like a bad deal whatsoever. Now, if this caught on in the United States, the question now becomes, would you be interested in something like this? A lot of us will probably laugh at this particular concept, but it could be useful in unique situations where getting out of a job might be as convoluted as trying to cancel like a cable TV service, quite honestly. And let's face it, nobody wants to deal with customer service there or a boss
That's
who's
true.
Not so kind. Yeah. It is an interesting concept, though, and I think this is something that a lot of people could really use, because not all of us want to be that person who's like, you know what, take this job and shove it kind of thing, right? Not everybody wants to be that person, and we do want to go out in good terms, because we've learned in this world that sometimes you need the people that you really didn't want to work for anymore, or opportunity just comes up and it's a little bit better and you move on, and it's hard to maybe tell somebody that's the case, especially when all your other coworkers that you may be friends with and like are completely overworked and overwhelmed themselves.
Exactly. So. And you feel like you're letting them down. So,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess I can understand it. There's two ways of going about it, I guess. Either you don't have the cojones to quit your own job, or, you know, it's one of those things where, well, if I tell them I'm leaving, then I'm letting them down. And yeah, I guess it kind of makes sense.
Nobody wants to be that person. Yeah. Nobody wants to let people down. I mean, some people do, and they're totally okay with that. I can honestly say I hate letting people down. If I forget something or make a mistake, I feel horrible. Like, I carry that guilt with me for quite a few days, because it really does make me feel awful when I drop the ball on something that I was supposed to take care of. And it's usually never intentional on my end. I'll be honest. I never just don't do something. It's because it slipped, you know, out of my mind, or wasn't on the calendar on the right day, or I thought I had more time
just
to get
oversight.
It done.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I can understand why this would be appealing to some people. That's all I'm going to say. Now, if you do a Google search for companies that quit your job for you, you'll get a few. So you can, if you're in this situation right now, start Googling right now. Just make sure you don't do it at work, because let's face it, they can see everything you're Googling. Now, we got to talk about saving some money here this morning, Finn, because we have another big deal of the day happening right now over at maxfmbigdeals.com. And this is a really good one, especially if you love locally crafted adult beverages. 50% off the Mead King in Rock Springs. So a $20 certificate for you to enjoy some of their locally produced mead that's made with a lot of locally produced items as well. Only going to cost you you $10 today. Today only, by the way, over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Now, I don't know if you've ever made a stop at the Mead King, but they have some really amazing flavors. They have a house mead, which is local honey, water, and yeast. They've got a smoky cherry, which is a local smoky honey and cherry puree fermented together. They have a smoky cherry with vanilla beans inside the mix, which sounds delicious. And then they have a cherry, and a lot of times they use Door County cherries over at the Mead King for all of these delicious meads. Yeah, exactly. So go check this out. Treat yourself to something delicious. They have those flights that you can get so you can sample a few different meads. But what a great way to spend the fall looking at some beautiful foliage while you're sitting outside on their patio enjoying some delicious mead. So stock up on the Mead King, a $20 certificate, 50% off today only. $10 is all you're going to pay. I mean, and let's face it, this might be a really great gift for somebody who loves different adult beverages, maybe considers themselves to be a connoisseur, because when you gift our certificates, Finn, nobody you're giving the gift to ever has to know that you didn't pay full price. Yeah. They just know that you're getting they're getting a really awesome gift, right? And they get to go spend it however they want. So make sure you check out maxfmbigdeals.com, not only for our big deal of the day, but also all of the other amazing offers that we have over there. There's a lot of good stuff over there right now. If you're looking for something specifically for you, we have clothing items over there, some different salon services. There's some different food options over there. There's things that, you know, really revamp the home a little bit. And you can also get some really great entertainment options with some instant downloads available too. So maxfmbigdeals.com, that's where you should be today. Who wants to check email or keep Googling for somebody to quit your job for you? Quite honestly, I think you should go spend some money and save a whole bunch of it at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of an oxymoron, like a lifetime fob battery that only lasts 2 years. Still don't understand the advertising there. But to say that you're spending a lot of money to save a lot of money also feels like an oxymoron, but it's totally true when you're at maxfmbigdeals.com.
And doesn't it seem like for the next few days, we're going to get some slightly cooler temperatures coming up? So that's perfect time for mead, isn't it?
I know. Mead. I feel like, because I don't know much about mead. Now, is mead a little bit thicker? Is that like a little bit more of like a cider? That's what I've been told it's a little bit more like.
I believe so. I'm not a mead expert, but yeah.
Yeah, but I believe it's a little bit more like a cider. So it sounds absolutely delicious. And I'm sitting here reading this list. How about pink peppercorn blossom mead or blueberry mead? As we're talking, I keep looking at this list. I'm like, oh, the flavors just keep getting better as I go down it. That's absolutely incredible.
Just do one of the flights, and that way you can sample everything.
Exactly. You get to sample a whole lot of stuff. And that's just some of the basics that they have. If you go in there, I'm sure they have a lot more other flavors than that. And you mentioned the weather. I'm looking at the forecast. Friday, a high near 65. Saturday, a high near 64. And then 71 on Sunday. Partly cloudy skies. I mean, hello, fall. Let's go grab some meat. I think this is a great opportunity.
Go.
Yeah, exactly. Now, talking about the forecast, it's not going to be that cool yet. I mean, we do have to wait that out a couple of more days. But it is going to be beautiful today. Lots of sunshine with a high right around 80. You really can't buy as nice of days as we've had the last few days.
I know. The weather has just been unbelievable.
It's been perfect. Absolutely perfect. Mostly cloudy tonight and then a low in the low to mid 50s. So it's going to be another little cool one. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy. We do have a chance for some afternoon thunder showers with a high near 82. Right now, it is 54.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on the Civic Media app. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Seven Max FM.
Girls just want to have fun. There is Cyndi Lauper, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. Hopefully your Wednesday is going well so far. I mean, I know it's been a short work week for a lot of us already, but let's face it, it's Wednesday, so we're already starting to think about another weekend. It's the best part of each and every week. Now, something else I want you to start thinking about is Oktoberfest. It is coming to Baraboo on Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9. It's presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites of Baraboo. It's going to be over on the Circus World grounds, and it is going to be a fun day of entertainment, including the Wisconsong Beer Choir. They're going to perform at 3:30. Then Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots will perform polka music from 4 until 6. And then you got the headliner, the Blue Olives, taking the stage at 7 o'clock. So get the lederhosen ready, the dirndls ready, and have a great time. Now, if you want your admission button ahead of time, you can get that by going to the Chambers Visitor Center. Only $10 for that. If you get it, your button at the door, it's going to be $12. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for more information. And remember, that's Oktoberfest, October, I should say, with a K, not a C, because, well, we're being quirky and cool because it's an Oktoberfest celebration, and this is a really fun event. So go check it out, Oktoberfestbaraboo.com. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful weather again today. Maybe a chance for a thunder shower tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
This Get Out the Vote message is brought to you by the Family Law Office of Hales Legal Service, who encourage you to be a voter. All registered voters may request a no-excuse absentee ballot, but remember, you need an adult witness to sign it. Learn more at civicmedia.us.vote. To contact Hales Legal Service, LLC, call 608-356-0330.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. 50% savings at Mead King. They offer delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blueberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about smoked cherry or a cinnamon vanilla flavored cider? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio, or order online to get it delivered straight to your door. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The Brewer Bats were shut down last night, collecting just 5 hits and 1 after the 5th inning in a 7-4, 12-inning loss to the Cardinals. I'm Bill Scott with sports. St. Louis scored 3 in the 12th inning off of Brewers reliever Elvis Peguero to even the series at a game apiece. Jackson Churio and Joey Ortiz homered in the loss. The Packers are on their way to Brazil this morning, making the nearly 11-hour direct flight for Friday night season opener against the Eagles.
I think our guys are truly excited. There's been a lot of work that's been put in from the end of last season to now. I think they are excited about the opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in front of the world.
That's Matt LaFleur. Week 1 of the NFL season officially kicking off in Kansas City tomorrow night, where the Chiefs host the Baltimore Ravens. Badgers have another day of work today. They'll host South Dakota on Saturday at Camp Randall. Midwest League, Wisconsin 2, Cedar Rapids 1, Quad Cities down Beloit 3-0. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon thundershower and a high right around 82. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now, they can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58. 99.7.
We are warming up nicely on this Wednesday morning. Again, a beautiful start to the day. It's going to be a gorgeous Wednesday. Get out and enjoy some of this beautiful sunshine if you absolutely can. The Rolling Stones now. This is Start Me Up on 99.7 Max FM.
If you start me up, if you start me up, I'll never stop.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
There is John Waite, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:42 right now. And Finn, you know, we don't always like to do our work when we actually get to work, right? Sometimes it's just easier to pretend that it doesn't exist, which is why we always suggest that instead of checking email, you go to maxfmbigdeals.com. But at any rate, a new study asked people when they procrastinate the most, and apparently they got some pretty specific answers other than just all the time, which is the appropriate answer, by the way. After analyzing the responses, researchers determined that peak procrastination hits at about 12:06 p.m. on Mondays. So what this essentially sounds like is we go to work on Monday, we shake off all the weekend cobwebs, we work for, you know, a couple hours, and then we're basically over it by lunchtime. Overall, 71% of people admit to procrastinating, and the other 29% are actively procrastinating on answering truthfully to this particular question. The study also asked people what they usually find themselves doing other than the things that are on their to-do list, and the top responses were watching TV, scrolling through social media, and even taking a nap, visiting with family and friends, grabbing a bite to eat, doing nothing, going for a walk, going shopping, some of the other answers that made the list. See, those all feel like things that take a lot of effort. If I can just aimlessly scroll through something that catches my attention and then guffaw at it or watch stupid videos online, I feel like I am procrastinating with the best of them.
It's the perfect time waster, isn't it?
It is. And you really don't have any idea how much time you've wasted until all of a sudden you look at the clock and you're like, oh, I only wanted to do this for a couple minutes. It's been like 28 minutes now, half hour. And then you know that it's time to actually do something. Got to drag yourself
away.
So
what did you say the peak time was? 12:06 p.m.
on Mondays.
Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
So about the time we get hungry and then we just decide that we don't want to do anything after we come back from lunch. That's essentially what that means.
Okay.
Now, we do have some calendar days we have to look at today. We will not procrastinate those, not being Monday and all of that good stuff. These are just some of the things that we can celebrate really to get ourselves towards the weekend. And there's some good ones on here. Today is National Newspaper Carrier Day. Now, I don't know if newspaper carriers still exist. I'm sure in some parts of the world that they do. But around these parts, we don't see a whole lot of people delivering the newspaper anymore. But boy, oh boy. Remember when you got your paper out as a kid and that was like the greatest thing you could
ever possibly do? Walking around Baraboo, delivering the Baraboo News Republic. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That first paycheck.
Exactly. Of that whole $10 that you earned
exactly.
by all of that walking.
But back then, you could buy an album. So
right? You could buy a lot of stuff with $10
really
back
could.
In the day.
Yeah.
Right now, that would buy you like, that wouldn't even buy you the corner of the sleeve. I just right. saying. It's like, I mean, albums are expensive too. Vinyl is expensive, brand new vinyl.
Now that they've come back, now they're more expensive.
That's because everybody wants them, and so they're going to try to milk us for that as well. National Wildlife Day is also today, celebrating all of those really awesome animals that live in the wild. You know, I always think of the elephants because we get to see those, or did, for a long period of time at Circus World. I love watching documentaries on wild animals, too. They're so awesome. It's also National Spice Blend Day today. So, you know, putting away the salt maybe a little bit, maybe pulling out the herbs and the spices from the cabinet, doing a really great blend. I love to use a little chili powder, a little paprika, maybe a little cumin, that kind of thing when I do like with a little olive oil in it with chicken, and then throw that in the air fryer. I do like those little cut up pre-diced pieces of chicken, like the pre-cut breast. It's so much easier if I'm in a quick hurry, and then it's so delicious. And then you can top that off with some broccoli, some sauteed broccoli and stuff. Now I'm making myself hungry. But it is really, really good. It is also National Macadamia Nut Day today, because everybody needs a good macadamia nut in their life, apparently. So we're going to celebrate it today. And then this is always one that I can get behind. And in fact, I've never said no. It's Eat an Extra Dessert Day today. I mean, who says no to that? If somebody's going to present you with the option of eating extra dessert, nobody says no to that. You dig right in and you're like, oh, why, yes, I will have another piece of that, whatever it might be.
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Right? I mean, you can't let it go to waste sitting there all by itself. I mean, you already went to all this work to offer it and get another plate out, so I might as well eat it up for you. And that's essentially what today is. And don't procrastinate that either. You can procrastinate anything you want at 12:06 p.m. on Monday. You never procrastinate the desserts.
Well, we don't procrastinate over the things we want to do.
That's
so
right.
we're good here.
That's right. So enjoy that extra dessert today. Taking a look at the forecast, something else you should enjoy, some beautiful weather, because it's going to be gorgeous. Lots of sunshine, 80 for a high today. Mostly clear, low to mid 50s tonight, and then tomorrow, partly cloudy. We do have a chance for an afternoon thunder shower with a high near 82. Right now, it's 58.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris, We're standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Baraboo's favorite, 99.7
This is a monthly test of the Southeast and South Central Wisconsin Emergency Alert System. In the event of an emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test is now concluded.
She seems to have
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on.
course they was looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady. Till the boss told me something I missed. Then my next door neighbor.